The Scepter of Water Crisis. Tread carefully. In the bustling city of Bengaluru, India, a crisis looms large, one that affects not just its residents but serves as a microcosm of a global issue, water scarcity. With its rapid urbanization and burgeoning population, Bengaluru finds itself grappling with a dwindling water supply, polluted lakes, and depleting groundwater levels. Yet, Bengaluru's struggle is not unique. Across the world, from Cape Town to California, water scarcity is increasingly becoming a pressing concern, threatening the very fabric of human existence. The Bengaluru Conundrum. Bengaluru, once known as the Garden City, is now infamous for its water woes. The city's exponential growth, fueled by its status as India's Silicon Valley, has placed immense strain on its water resources. According to the Bangalore Water Supply and Sewerage Board BWSSB, the city's water demand is estimated to reach 2,400 million liters per day MLD by 2031, while the current supply stands at a mere 1,400 MLD. This glaring deficit underscores the urgency of the situation. Global perspectives. Bengaluru's plight mirrors a larger global trend. The World Resources Institute estimates that by 2040, global water demand will exceed current supply by 56%. This alarming statistic underscores the urgent need for concerted action on a global scale. In California, the most populous state in the United States, prolonged droughts have severely strained water reserves. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, over 90% of the state is experiencing abnormally dry to exceptional drought conditions. This has prompted unprecedented water conservation measures and sparked debates over sustainable water management practices. Meanwhile, in Cape Town, South Africa, the specter of Day Zero, the day when the city's taps would run dry, loomed large in 2018. While stringent water rationing measures and public awareness campaigns averted the immediate crisis, it served as a wake-up call for cities worldwide. The Quran repeatedly emphasizes the significance of water as a divine blessing and a symbol of God's mercy. Water, the source of life, is one of the most precious resources on our planet. In Islam, water is not only revered as a vital component for physical sustenance but also holds significant spiritual importance. The Quran and Hadith provide guidance on the responsible use, conservation, and prevention of wasting water, emphasizing the importance of stewardship and gratitude towards this divine gift. Water as a blessing. The Quran repeatedly emphasizes the significance of water as a divine blessing and a symbol of God's mercy. The Quran says, "We have made every living thing out of water, will they still not believe?" 21:30. This verse highlights the fundamental role of water in the creation and sustenance of life, inviting reflection on its value and purpose. Conservation and responsible use. Islam teaches the principles of moderation, balance, and sustainability in all aspects of life, including the use of natural resources like water. Prophet Muhammad emphasized the importance of moderation in consumption and the avoidance of wastefulness. In a hadith narrated by Ibn Majah, the Prophet said, "Do not waste water, even if you perform your ablution on the banks of an abundantly flowing river." This hadith underscores the value of water conservation, regardless of its apparent abundance. Prevention of wastefulness. Islam urges believers to be mindful of their water usage and to avoid extravagance or wastefulness. The Quran admonishes against wastefulness, stating, "O children of Adam, dress yourself properly whenever you are at worship, and eat and drink, but exceed not the bounds. God does not love those who exceed the bounds." 7:31. This verse encourages moderation in consumption and discourages extravagance, including the squandering of water. Practical guidance. Islam provides practical guidance on conserving water in everyday activities. For instance, in performing ablution wudu before prayers, Muslims are instructed to use only the amount of water necessary to fulfill the ritual purification. Prophet Muhammad demonstrated this in his own practice, using minimal water for ablution even though water was readily available to him. In Islam, water is not only revered as a vital component for physical sustenance but also holds significant spiritual importance. Addressing the crisis. In Bengaluru, efforts to mitigate the water crisis are underway, albeit slowly. The rejuvenation of lakes and the implementation of rainwater harvesting initiatives are steps in the right direction. The promotion of water-efficient technologies and the recharging of aquifers through artificial recharge techniques hold promise in bolstering the city's water security.